And we just heard how the effects of the pandemic are trickling down to vulnerable populations in Wyoming. Well, archivists from around the country want to hear about how it's affecting you.
Even if it's just them writing about how they've been stuck inside for months, like, that's important.
That's Kalani Adolfo with the University of Miami Library's Manuscript and Archives Management Department. Adolfo's collecting digital submissions in English and Spanish from people living in South Florida, including journal entries, photos of positive COVID-19 tests, and poetry.
That's something that people will be interested in the future, which we know because we look back at the influenza in like 1918, and people are looking back at those diary entries there, like people who didn't feel probably important at the time, and how much, you know, those family photos of people wearing masks, like how much that means to us now.
These collections are happening in other states too. Kim Johndahl with the State Historical Society of North Dakota is hungry for artifacts of daily life during COVID-19. She says it's important to act now.
Sometimes when we wait decades and then go back and ask people to share their experiences from this time, people will have forgotten or their perspectives changed or they're no longer around to ask.
Johndahl says she's hoping for medical professional equipment, maybe signs from businesses that have closed, as well as signs and t-shirts from protests.
We know the pandemic, while it is, you know, a major global event, there are other things that are happening every day too. And how do those blend? How will, you know, historians someday look back at everything that was going on and talk about it in a context?
Along with these projects in North Dakota and South Florida, there's also an effort underway by the South Asian American Digital Archive called Letters from 6 Feet Away, encouraging people to write a letter to themselves 1 year in the future. We'll have links to these projects and others that you can add your voice to at hereandnow.org.